Hello, hello there. This is Kim, Kim Claver, and I am so excited that you are here because I want to show you how to get your next 100 customers in your business without alienating friends or spamming anybody. I promise you I'm going to give you a couple of surprises. Are you ready? So who this is for? This is for any direct marketer or network marketer who wants to make a living from their business. So it's not really for people that are just looking to make, you know, a couple hundred bucks. I mean, of course you can come, but it's really for people who want to make a living and a good one from their business. So people who specialize in programs and products for nutrition, health, skincare, weight loss, communications, the environment, these kinds of areas. And if you love the direct marketing model and the network marketing model, and you want to do it in a big way, majorly, as they say, and differently, then this is going to be for you. First up, how to turn your commitment to helping people and making a good living for yourself, how to turn that into your next 100 customers without losing friends, without going against your conscience, even if that seems impossible right now. So here's where we're going with this. How to generate the next 100 customers. And here is who I'm talking about. People who are looking for the kind of help that you offer and who will enroll even when they find out it happens to be an MLM company that's offering the program or product that you're talking about. Sound good? But here's what we're going to do. I want to show you how to qualify people really fast and painlessly. That means you're going to stop wasting time sharing with everyone or pushing your product onto everyone, or developing relationships just to sell. And I like to show you how we can move you as quickly as possible into automated screening. Next, how to call out your niche with people who want what you have, see, and get way more customers in way less time instead of chasing people. We know the game. We've all been there for who knows how long. And I want to show you how to do all this without having to chase people or spam them, or hand out costly samples, or really do any of the salesy stuff that most people I know don't really want to do. Would you agree with that? All right, so here we go. Here's my promise to you. I'm going to give you a step-by-step strategy for the next 100 customers that you can get for your business without alienating your friends or losing them or spamming anyone. Are you ready? So first, some house rules. This is not a get-rich-quick type of thing. Building any business, no matter what they tell you from the stage, takes work. And those who do it quickly, yeah, they 90 days, they got to 20 grand a month. Wowee. But of course, they've had 10 years experience, or they've done 8 or 10 other companies before, or they've had their own business before. So that the quick part, yeah, it's quick in this company, but you don't know what their history is for the previous 10 years. Because of course, who wants to talk about that, right? When it comes to building a business, there's really nothing quick that I know of. You have to change things, particularly about who you are and how you think. That's why it isn't so quick. Secondly, this is for people who want to go all in, really are ready to make that change and throw themselves into something. When you do that, expect hard work, for sure, but also expect personal transformation. When you come out of these things, you're a different person than you were going in. You know, you're not some sissy coming out. You may be a sissy going in and shy and who knows what else. But when you come out, you're like Superman coming out of that phone booth. The last thing is, neither my results or my clients' results, my customers, are typical. The people that you're going to hear from here are extraordinary marketers, and they work their butts off, and they have earned the results that I'm going to share with you. So that's why we can't ever promise success, because your success is really up to you. However, I will promise you this. If you walk on a path that has been known to yield success to those who walk on that path, it's quite a bit different than going down the path which is going to run you off the cliff. Okay? So here we go. Does this sound like you? Do you feel like you can't sell? And do you feel like trying to talk to people about your product or your business is painful and embarrassing? Have you run out of people to talk to? And you really don't want to feel like you want to make friends just to get people to sell to? That's what they say, right? Make a lot of relationships so you have people to sell to. Is that something that you like doing? And then, do you feel like you don't know what to say or that you're throwing up on people? Are you one of those? Or do you feel like you're doing everything they tell you to do, but it still isn't working? How about this one? Do you dread follow-up calls, knowing that it's only going to end up in a big fat no? Do you feel guilty about having no time for your business? and you don't know why you ever thought you could do it? Or are you a member of the NFL? You guys remember the NFL, the No Friends Left? And you worry that you have no place to go for Christmas dinner? A lot of people have no place to go for Thanksgiving, no place to go for Christmas. Nobody invites them anywhere, right? You kind of become persona non grata if you've been doing this the wrong way for some years or even a few months. Then some folks have built a business and now it's sliding backwards. And the dream you had of a successful business is slipping right through your fingers. Here's the bottom line for many people. See if this agrees with you. Do you feel like you just can't sell? And if you could do that, your troubles would be over? Well, I have good news. I'm about to wave a magic wand. None of these issues are the real problem. I know that sounds hard to believe, because if you feel like you can't sell, well, then you can't sell, right? But they really are not the problem. Those are the symptoms. They're symptoms of something else, of five shifts that you haven't made yet. And when you do, you'll feel like somebody waved a magic wand. And here's what I mean. The five shifts. There are certain shifts that you need to make to have all of these problems disappear into thin air, and I want to show you what they are right now. Once you make them, you will never lose another friend. You'll never again be seen as one of those people pushing one of those things. You're going to be able to treat your family to those special things that they've asked you for, and picture the look on their faces when you surprise them, because guess what? Here are those tickets to Disneyland. You can generate a nonstop stream of customers with a method that shields you from rejection and establishes you as an advisor who can help solve problems. Now, how would that be? If people see you as an advisor that can actually help solve people's problems. Once you make these changes, here's what's going to happen. You're going to realize, because you're going to see, that you can attract customers and distributors without having to share with everyone, where share is really kind of pushing your product on everyone. And you can do this without spamming people or alienating them or hassling them ever again. That's really the story. And this fear and self-doubt and embarrassment that so many people have when they talk about their program or their product or what they do will be a thing of the past. And you're going to do all of this while you are tapping back into the fun you had when you first started your business. Remember when you first started? So here we go. Let me tell you who I am. I'm the only direct marketing person that I know of, network marketing person that I know of in the world, who teaches people how to screen prospects before presenting to them. By the way, that's me on the left there in my window. I live on the beach, and that's a little selfie. One of the first ones I ever took. So there it is. There you have it. So I want to teach you how to screen prospects before presenting to them ever. See? And we offer an automated system to qualify prospects and a unique way to help clients be seen as experts. So what if you could be seen as an expert by people you talk to about your business instead of somebody who's a pest and chasing people, right? And how would you like to be able to screen people before you ever present to them? And they don't even know what happened. It's not anything secret. It's just kind of what you're going to learn about here. This is my first tape in the 1990s. I've been doing this for a long time, almost 30 years. And that's one of my first audio tapes there, an actual cassette cover. I wanted to show it to you to prove how long I've been around. And some people call me the customer queen just because for the last 15 years or so, I have really focused on how to build 100 customers in 100 days, 1,000 customers in 1,000 days. And with the latest legislation from the FTC with Herbalife and companies like that, we all know there has to be a major focus on building customers. And for direct sales, that's all we do is get customers. We've helped thousands of distributors over the years stay in the game with yeses that are replacing the painful no's. So that's enough about me. Let's figure out what these shifts are that we're talking about here. You got your pencil? Here we go. Number one. By the way, these five shifts, you want to make them to attract a nonstop stream of customers without alienating or spamming people. Remember, that's what we're doing. And I'm going to walk you through each of these right now. Five of them. Number one, be straight. Okay, now this sounds kind of like duh, but the thing is, you want to show your mastery of the skills that you have that solve specific life problems for other people so that those people can see your expertise in your online information, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or what have you. Number two, you don't want to ever talk as if big results for whether it's product result or a service result or a business result, that these are typical. According to the advertising regulations, at least in the United States, typical means everyone gets them. So until everyone gets the results we're talking about, we can't make it sound as if everybody does. We've all been in meetings where people talk about, oh, she lost 30 pounds in a month, or oh, she lost 90 pounds in, I don't know, 2 months. Or so-and-so, look, he made $18,000 and he's only been here for 2 months. Or he made $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 or $100,000 his first year. Many times these results, of course, are talked about because people want to see what's possible, and it's always exciting for us to see what is possible. However, we know that most of the people in the room have never earned anything like that or have never lost weight like that. And so when we talk about what can be done, we have to let people know that this person did this or that person did this, and not make it sound as if every other person in the room has done that or that every other person will do that, because it's not true. We know that the dropout rate in our industry is like 95%, and there's a reason for that. There's a giant disconnect between what people see on the stage and what happens to them. And there are many reasons for it. Sometimes it's the person, sometimes it's their expectation, sometimes who knows what. But the point is, big results are unusual. They're inspiring, but they're not typical. So that's why you want to be straight with people and not imply, for example, oh, do you want to make full-time income part-time? Oh yeah, I want to make full-time income part-time. Who doesn't want to do that? But when you look to see what number of people have actually done that, it's very small. So the more you are seen as kind of stretching the truth, the more difficult it is to get people to trust you, because those of us who know what it takes to make significant income, we know better. So even if your upline says it, or the company says it, or somebody says, oh gosh, it's really easy to do this, it's easy to make full-time income part-time, or easy to lose 80 pounds, or Lulu lost 65 pounds, and don't repeat that stuff if it gives the impression to the person you're listening to that there's a guarantee that they're going to do that, because that's not true. We don't know what they're going to do. All right. So again, stretching the truth, embellishing stories, making it look easier than it is, quicker than it is. These are all things that make quality people look at us like, huh, I don't know if I trust that person, if I want to work with that person, because most of the experienced people know better. And if they don't know better, they find out, and then they look at you and go, I really can't trust you. All right, and then number three, don't promise anyone future results. Why? Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what they're going to do or not do. You don't know what's in their body, what they've done to it for how many years, right? So never promise anybody any results about their future, because those results are not under your control. Now, a little item about being straight. There's a gentleman some years ago who told me a story about the mirror. And this is kind of a mindset thing with people, and sometimes you kind of go, oh, it can't be true. But it actually, if you test it, you might be quite surprised to see how true it really is. It doesn't matter how good your marketing is. There's no escaping certain things. Let me explain. If you want decisive customers, people who don't say, oh, I got to talk to my husband, oh, I'll think about it, I'll let you know, that's kind of a waffly person, right? If you want to have decisive customers, in order to attract them, for some reason, it helps if you are decisive. I mean, who would think of this? If you're decisive, you are more likely to attract decisive customers or distributors yourself. If you waffle, you get people who waffle, right? If you want customers who pay quickly and without hesitation, you want to check to see how fast you make payments. For some reason, there seems to be a very high correlation between how we act and who we are and who we attract. So if you want customers who pay quickly and without hesitation, you want to be sure that you also are someone who does that. That's why they call this the mirror. And if you want to attract customers who are willing to do what it takes to grow their business or to be healthier or to get results, then you have to do the same thing. When I first heard about this, I thought, yeah, I wonder if that's true. But it seems to be more true than it's not true. So be decisive if you want to have decisive people coming to you. Be someone who pays quickly if you want other people to pay you quickly or pay the company quickly so you can get paid yourself and get your rank or whatever. So you want to be the person that you're trying to attract. That's kind of the bottom line here, okay? Number two, here's the second shift. Help, not get. when you're thinking about growing your business, think about helping people instead of getting people. So it's who can you help instead of who can you get. So let me show you how that works. Here's the old, everyone is your prospect. This is the old song we've heard since, well, I've heard it for 30 years. Everyone's your prospect. Recruit everybody who can fog a mirror. We know that, right? And here's the new. Only people you can help are your prospect. Okay, so the old is everyone is your prospect. We've all heard it a zillion times. That's why you're supposed to go and accost and pursue everyone. But the new, the shift that I'm suggesting here and that we use, only those you can help are your prospect. Okay? Here's the next one. Old. This is still in the help not get shift. So the old is ask for a favor that they do for you. You know how they teach us, right? Oh, go ask them, would you do me a favor, Aunt Lulu? That's what you do, right? You're asking them for a favor, something they do for you. The new is, with this shift, we decide what kind of a problem we can help with, and we put that out there and see who it is that needs help with that problem. So we're looking for people that we can help with the problem they've got that we know how to solve. So you see how we're flipping this around. Instead of asking people to do stuff for us for some reason, with this shift, we're asking people who have the problem that we know how to help with if they'd like some help. Next, for the help not get, so we're looking to help people, not get them. The old song is, oh, it's a numbers game. You know how they say, oh, it's a numbers game. You have to get lots of no's in order to get a few yeses. But here's the new shift. It's an offer to help. So we're not looking for numbers. We're looking for specifically people that we can help with what we've got, our program, our product, our service, and our own experience. That's what we're doing here. Okay. All right, here's another piece of the help not get shift. The old is sign up even people who don't order anything. I don't know how many of you have done that, but I hear from people who post, oh, I signed up 15 people in one day. And I'll ask them, great, how much did you earn? Oh, nothing. Why? Well, because nobody ordered anything. It was just getting them, you know, on an application. Well, hello. If you're in business in order to try to make some kind of an income, earn more than you spend, then if you sign up 50 people who don't order anything and you don't make anything, that's not very productive, right? So the old is signing up even people who don't order anything just to be able to have bragging rights. This thing is so great. I signed up all these people. But in fact, you made not a dime and you certainly didn't help anyone. And now you've introduced yet another problem. And the problem is that the people hearing these claims, hearing these statements, oh, well, I signed with 20, 30 people, they have no idea that the person didn't make one dime doing it. So it gives, again, kind of a false impression of income or success where there wasn't any or there was very little compared to how it was presented. Now, these kinds of things, helping people, not getting people, and being straight versus stretching the truth about product results, about speed of earnings, all these things, make a lot of people feel yucky about being part of the industry of network marketing in particular. And I'd like you to meet a girl who's making quite a bit of money, six figures in the business, and who just about quit because she didn't really want to feel like doing these things that we've just been talking about. So come and say hello. This is Brooke Nielsen, a long-term customer who's now become a friend. She is a top producer in her company. And it's a nutritional cleansing company. And she writes, you know, I was starting to hate network marketing, even though I had a great income. I wanted to quit. It was making me feel yucky. And she said, I didn't want to get a bad reputation as a spammer on Facebook, especially with my friends. So she said, I used to get a heap of likes and comments, but none were transferring into paying customers. Nobody ever shared my posts either. Now, this is a commentary about, we teach people how to market on Facebook, of course, because it's such a marvelous platform. And if you don't post and do things on your Facebook, which is what we use a lot, if it doesn't turn into paying customers, you know, you can't take likes to the bank. You can't eat likes. They don't pay the mortgage. They don't pay the rent. And so the focus has to be on doing things that turn into paying customers. Otherwise, you're basically wasting your time. Unless you just enjoy collecting likes. But again, you know, we all know that doesn't pay for the next extra baby room or what have you that you want with it, right? So she said she got a lot of likes, but nothing transferred into paying customers. Nobody shared her posts either. So then she started using this I help people approach, like we said before here, and help instead of getting people. And in one day, she got 5 high-end customers in a single day. And then she got 10 more over the next 10 days from a single I help type of post. These are people who signed up for her program between $400 and $800 here for the nutritional package that they got. So this is from a single post. Learning how to post so that you get paying customers is what you want to do. This is how you want to spend your time. And this focus on helping instead of getting people is what really made it work for her. And she's been using this help posting approach for about 10 months. And here's what has happened for her. She said, I'm converting likes into paying customers. And the engagement on my posts has increased massively. Okay, that's the key. Converting likes into paying customers. Because if you get a lot of likes, even people that have 1 million likes on their page, if it doesn't convert into income, then you just have a lot of likes and that's all you've got. You have to be able to turn people who are on your Facebook page, these likes and engagement, you have to turn them into paying customers. That's what makes the whole thing work, okay? Then she says, I feel like an expert within my niche and I don't feel like I'm creating false friendships just to sell to them later. And this was a very big deal for her. She said it was a huge issue before I started working with this help approach that we have. She said, I was earning a good income, but I was so ready to quit because I felt gross about the way I was told to market. And this, again, is the focus on stretching the truth a little bit, you know, making income look bigger and faster and kind of embellishing things. We all know about this. And focusing on getting people instead of helping people. Right? Because what do network marketers talk about in direct sellers? Well, I got to get 3 people. I have to sign up 3 people. I have to get 4 people. I have to put 3 people in these different positions. I need to get so much more volume. It's I need to get, I need to get, I need to get. And what happens is the people at the other end cannot help but feel that. Because we're all human. We feel like an object. Oh, you want to get me and put me in your organization so I make money for you. People don't really like that. And today, it's even less true that they like it. So focusing on who you can help and offering to help certain people is quite different. And so she said she was ready to quit because of the old way of just getting people and putting them in the business. And what's happened to her now, she's done so well with this. That she says she's passionate about network marketing again, and I know this is what it will take to get my business to the next level. And that's what we're looking to do here. In this case, she was already a pretty big earner, but you know, big earners quit too, because in the end, if you feel like you're turning off your friends, you're being somebody that other people really look at, like, now, let's not invite her, because you know, she's going to be pushing her product onto all of us at the Christmas party. That doesn't feel good. And I don't care who you are, for the women especially, it just sometimes it isn't worth it to go through that in order to make an income. People would rather do something else or just do without it. And I'm here to tell you, you don't ever need to be that person again, ever, never. Just make these shifts, okay? And that's what this shift is right here. Okay, here is the next shift. This is number 3. This is the secret weapon. We have a secret weapon, and I want to just show you a little bit of what it is. Okay. It's an automated screening system that we have developed over the last, 4 years with 2 or 3 dozen different programmers. It's a screening system that's based on what I have personally done for almost 30 years. It's a very powerful way to connect with your audience, to establish your authority and your expertise, and allow people to self-select without pressure. That's what this is. It sounds magical, and it is. When you use it, you will see how it totally changes your life. It just does, because we've had people doing it and they just, how does this happen? It does all this while you sleep. And that sounds like an audacious kind of claim. But when you see how it works, you'll see why I can say this and why you can go, I see why it works. It's kind of like somebody says, did you know while you're sleeping, your refrigerator's running? And you go, yeah, it's supposed to, right? This is like that. It's while you sleep, certain things are operating and you can sleep. And like your refrigerator runs at night, this runs at night and generates very interesting results. So the old way, here's what it used to be in the industry. And some of you are still living right in the middle of this right now. You make a list of your 100 people and you're going to call everybody to share the business, right? We know this. That's kind of push it onto people in any way that you can. Number 2, they say just share with your friends and family. And we know it's not just, oh, I have this thing, I'd like to show it to you. You know what we do, we are told to do this, but we have an agenda. And what's the agenda? Well, we want to sell them. The trouble is they don't know that's coming. Only you know that's coming, because you're going to come on this mission of sharing with friends and family and really kind of pushing your stuff onto people. That's how they see it, right? Or you get your sponsor. Let's do three ways. You know, and call everybody we know with somebody that's going to, you know, try to close them, as it were. We know this, right? I mean, I've been doing this a long time. I think people still do three ways in many companies. Or you share the product or the business with every single person you meet. That's the other thing they tell you, right? This is the old way. Share the product or business with everybody you meet. Show the company video. Use the company propaganda, whatever it is. That's a lot of technobabble, by the way. Scientific explanations, technical terms, Dr. Dingling approved. This is the propaganda. Because it's stuff that the company has, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that it doesn't sell to people, because most people don't care about how the products were made. People don't really care that much about what is exactly is in this mattress. They just want to know that it feels really good when you lay on it, you know? So the propaganda just happens to focus on the wrong thing as far as interesting a person who is a prospect for what you have. So that's what they tell you to do, though. Chase down everybody who said maybe. Or some places say hit up the coffee shops and the restaurants to, quote, share the business. Go around the tables to try to share the business. Or some people say go for no. And I can't even go there. But asking for no's, and of course, what's the idea? The psychology is we'll talk to 100 people, and if you're going to get 90 no's, at least you got 90 no's, and maybe you'll get 10 yeses. Theoretically, I suppose, if you can stand it, do it. I never could stand it. I can't stand any no's. So I never went for this. And there are ways to do this so that you almost never hear no's. But it's psychologically an approach. And if you don't mind it, go on and do it. What we find is that after three or four no's, most people have long quit. That's why I'm calling it the old way, go for no's. And then the last, and this one is really difficult. Develop relationships so you can sell them. This is very tricky. This has been how people today talk about marketing the product and the business. Develop relationships and be nice to people. Show them you care so you can sell them. That is the old way. And one of the issues with this particular one is people at the other end, when they find out that the only reason you befriended them and acted like you really cared all about them is so you could sell them, that usually doesn't go over very well. So there are much better ways to build your business fast than any of these things. I mean, do these things sound exciting to you? I mean, we call this rejection marketing. This is the way to get yourself rejected over and over and over. Does this make sense when what you get is this? Painful, repeated rejection. Your self-esteem is totally in the tank because you think it's you. It must be me. And then, of course, it's a huge, huge time suck. So here's the new way with this particular shift. You don't even need the company propaganda. Now, I know this sounds heretical, but I'm here to tell you, you don't need it, and you're going to find this out pretty soon. You don't need to do three ways, and you sure do not need to beg anybody to join or to buy or to do you a favor. None of that. We have one automated screening system that replaces all of this stuff with a simple process. So the first one is you reach out. We have wonderful language for that so people don't think, oh my God, it's one of those people coming, doing one of those things. And then we have what we call a yes machine. And this is, of course, our secret weapon, our screening system. And then the screening results come out. And then at the end of this, whoever has self-selected becomes a new enrollment. What happens is you get a calendar, you know, an online calendar, and you see appointments there every day of the week. And those are the people that you're going to talk to enroll. They've all self-qualified, okay? That's the process. So you don't do any of the initial qualification. So you don't ever hear it's too expensive again. People who use this never hear it's too expensive. Did you know that? They never hear, oh, I don't want to do MLM. No. They never hear, oh, it's one of those things, doing one of those, I don't want to do that. I don't like shakes. They never hear any of that. Because it's all built into the machine, you see. And so what comes out are just the people who are the ones who are a really, really close match to what you want. So instead of talking to 100 people and signing up one, you talk to 10 people and sign up 5 or 8. That's the difference, see? Because they're all qualified. So this, it's a very powerful screening system, and it establishes authority for you. It delivers qualified prospects that fill your calendar, and it builds a connection while shielding you from the big, massive rejection and despair, because you don't have that, see? So the process basically is, it's customized, ordered, and weighted questions, info on all the leads. We call them leads, but they're basically a whole profile that is displayed in a special back office that comes with the automated screening system. And then you have appointments with highly qualified people that appear on your online calendar. All right? That's what the process basically is. As far as I know, it is the fastest way to get customers while you eat or sleep. We've been using it for 4 years, and I mean, just on Facebook for the last 5 years, we built 3 companies on Facebook with Messenger, through Messenger and posting, using this very system to get to the top of all of them. I think all of them within 90, 95 days. But of course, I don't expect you're just going to take my word for it. So let me introduce you to an old friend of mine, Vic Link. And she's been in the business also 30 to 35 years, and she used to do it the old way also. And she said, I worked in network marketing 21 years before I came across Kim and her screening system. She'd spent hours on the phone every day, pre-qualifying people, looking for the right ones. And it was a constant time suck, she writes, hunting down the right people after leaving voicemails and taking callbacks, a real drag on my time and energy, even though I was skilled at working the phones and closing deals. And she said, over time, it really ate away at my self-confidence. Then I started working with Kim and her screening system, and I found that sweet spot I was missing. The system filtered out all the wrong ones and left us with only those who were a true fit for what we had to offer. And here on the left, what you could see is we were members of a company that was a card sending company, and they had a company-wide contest to see who would be the top recruiter, what they call the top success team builder. And there were 150,000 reps, and we had just signed up for the company. This was in 2012, I think 2012 or 2013. We had just signed up for it, and this was a 5 or 6 month contest. And we won the contest. We came in number one and number two using this particular system, see? And what she adds is nobody complained about how much the product cost. And then she says, I wasn't tied to the phone anymore, and we hit record numbers and enrollments with less time, toil, and effort. Best of all, my self-confidence went over the top. I was unstoppable. I looked forward to every conversation. It was pure bliss. The automated screening process is the cure. This is what she wrote us. And over the next 5 years after this, she and I worked on 2 other companies and built 2 other companies to the top using exactly the automated screening system that I refer to here as our secret weapon. All right, so quick recap so far. Here's what we've got. At this point, we know that we must be straight. We want to help people solve a problem instead of get people. And you want to use our secret weapon. This is the automated screening. These are the 3 shifts we have so far. Okay, you with me? So now let's look at how to be seen as an advisor, not a seller. This is the next shift. This is shift number 4. How can you be an advisor and not a seller? So this is the shift to reposition yourself from a product pusher to an advisor. Now to do this, you'll want to have more help to offer about the problem that you solve than just your product, right? So why hide your light? Most of the successful network marketers and direct marketers that I have worked with have found ways to offer their experience and their expertise to help their customers get great results, okay? You don't have to offer help beyond your products, but it is an extremely effective way to stand out. So if you have experience, say in your marketing, a sleeping, say supplement, if you are really into sleeping problems, then you will probably know things like that there are sleeping plants. So you could offer that. Or you might know that one way to sleep well is to have super duper black drapes for some people, okay? Or that they may need to have some little kind of quiet noise. Depending on what a person needs, if you are somebody who is marketing a sleep program to help people sleep without drugs and things like that, chances are very good that you'll have experience, life experiences and life habit experiences that you can offer your customer for your product that would make you stand out from somebody who is just selling the product, or for that matter, help you stand out from Amazon. Because if all you offer is your product and that's it, then chances are very good that a person can find something like what you have at Amazon. And whether you believe it or not, if the client, the prospect who is buying, decides that what they see at Amazon is close enough to what you have and costs less, they're going to do it. So if you have tips and lifestyle examples that you've done to offer your clients, they're not ever going to get that from Amazon or from Walmart. You know, so being specialists in your area where you help people, whatever your program is, whether it's weight loss or nutrition, or remember these things we talked about, if you have life habits from your experience to offer with that, you really will stand out, and you get your customers and you keep them. And sometimes they pay you even more, right? So you have to ask yourself, who would you trust more? Would you rather buy from a seller or an advisor? Who would you rather be seen as, a seller or an advisor? People who sell, the other thing that they do is use a lot of technical talk and science talk. And you always know when there's a seller in the room because they talk about the technical qualities of their product. And it doesn't matter if they're selling cars or mattresses or nutritional products. The whole focus is on the makeup of the product or the program. And this is always what separates a seller from somebody who knows how to market. They know you talk about what it does for the person, not what it's made of, or the scientific jargon that goes with that. We call that technobabble. And there are quite a few people who have trouble with technobabble and don't even know they're doing it. And one gentleman who learned that he was using it discovered it was why he wasn't selling stuff. And when he learned to stop doing that, everything changed. Let me introduce you. This is Russell Brunson. And he wrote, said, you know, I always struggled selling things. And after learning from Kim, I realized I was using technobabble, that's what we call it, without knowing it. And I was actually scaring my prospects away. I sounded like a seller. Then he adds, and since changing that part of my presentation, like Kim said, I've gone on to sell millions of dollars. Thanks, Kim. Russell's not the only one who discovered that using scientific terms, talking about the cellular level or the DNA level, or using terminology that normal people would never use, that a 13-year-old wouldn't understand, he's not the only one that discovered that this doesn't sell. This was written about long ago by a wonderful marketer named Claude Hopkins, one of the best marketers in history, and he wrote and worked in the early 1900s. And one of the things he mentioned is, never let anyone from the manufacturing department be in the sales department. Why? Because people in manufacturing talk about how it's made. And nobody who buys wants to hear that first. That's usually the very last thing they think about. They want to know, if I take this, is that going to take care of my cough at night? Is it going to make my kids sleep well? Is that what it is? Okay, great, give it to me. Versus what's in it and which doctor approved it. They just want to take care of the problem first. So this is a dead giveaway when you use technical language, which we call technobabble, that you are a seller. And Russell discovered this, and he stopped doing it the minute he learned it, and he went on to sell millions of dollars. He used to actually think that he couldn't sell. And today, Russell is a mentor of mine. Here's the fifth shift. Invest in mentoring. As someone who has used mentors for years and years, this is a very big thing to me. However, it's not for everybody. You don't need a mentor. You can do exactly what you've been doing. There are many people who decide, I'm never going to pay for a teacher. I'm never going to, you know, pay for a mentor because I can do it myself. I can do it myself, right? Jim Rohn used to say that. And you can. It just takes a lot more time. And you have a lot more bumps. You bump yourself constantly. You're always putting on Band-Aids and you break your toes and you just do. I mean, that's kind of how it is. And so that resistance to a mentor sometimes comes from, well, you're just trying to sell me. Actually, not at all. I'm just letting you know that if you want to shorten the distance and you want to reduce the pain where somebody says, here, if you step here, this is a landmine and you are definitely going to blow off your toe. They're going to know this because they've been there and you haven't. So sometimes it's a good thing to step back and say, okay, why would I want a mentor if you want it quicker, right? If you want less pain, and if you want to feel less like, I can't do this, I don't even know why I thought I could do this, what is wrong with me, I'm going to quit. Is quitting an option for you? Mentoring brings you two things. Number one, you get new ideas. Why? Because you don't get a mentor who doesn't know anything. You get somebody who is where you want to be and who does it enough the way you like doing it and what makes you comfortable that you can follow them. Find mentors who are where you want to be, who do things in a way that suits your style. Plus, you get to be accountable. And when you have a mentor, there are new ideas that you get. So, for example, right here, with this short presentation, there are new ideas in your head right now, I would bet, that you didn't have before you came here. Would you say that's right? It works like this. Your mindset is what your beliefs are about what is possible. And these change. So it's the quality of your ideas. Ideas that you get that come out of your own head. Ideas that you get because you read or you listen. You go to events. You listen to people. You read books. You watch audios, videos. You go to events. You go to retreats. Your ideas get better and better. So you've got your quality is improving all the time. And then based on what you believe and the quality of your ideas, you do certain things. So if you believe that the best thing to do is to talk to 100 people a day, and you're just going to talk to them and see if you can, you know, kind of share your product with them, then that is what you're going to do. And at the end of the day, if you talk to 100 people, if you last that long, you get one or two people, you think, oh my God, this is the worst thing in the world. I don't want to do this. And what was that about? Well, you had certain beliefs, right, which is the mindset up there, about what was possible, which is talk to 100 people. That was the quality of the idea at that time or that you heard. Then you did it and you didn't like it. You didn't like the activity. You didn't like what the outcome was. And it was just, you just didn't want to do that. I certainly don't want to do that. And so when you change that, when you have a mentor who gives you different beliefs about what's possible, and then you try something different, you have a completely different outcome. So in this case, I would say that what are the beliefs about what's possible? Take these shifts that we've had so far, which is obviously to be straight, to think about helping people instead of getting people, to use a secret weapon so that you don't have to personally qualify anybody one by one by one by one by one. And what's the new outcome? Well, you have way less rejection and you have way more yeses, and your self-confidence goes through the roof because you didn't hear any of the no's that you heard before. So your mindset is really just beliefs about what's possible, and those change as you learn. And with a mentor, you're testing and you're experimenting, which is very hard on your self-esteem. You get to skip all of that. You see, that's the reason you want to have a mentor. It's for that reason, okay? So if I were to say to you, how many people did you talk to last month? How happy are you in your business? And if you're stuck and still drowning in the no's, you need a new mindset and a new plan and accountability. You need a mentor. So that's the bottom line. If what you're doing isn't working and you keep on doing it and it isn't working, what's going to happen? You're going to quit doing it. Nobody in their right mind is going to keep doing stuff they can't stand. Yes, you want more income, but my gosh, if you have to follow up with people, oh, horrible. You know we're going to get a big fat no. You're not doing it at all. But you see, if you want that business to grow, then you need a new mindset so that you get a new plan. And then you have some accountability, and this is what a mentor is good for, okay? So I would suggest that you invest totally in mentoring, whether it's with me and our team or someone else that you can resonate with. 95% of the people in our industry who join a network marketing business quit, according to the Direct Selling Association, often after years of trying in four or five companies. Actually, the president of the DSA said some years ago that it's 108 or 10% of the people quit. And you say, well, how can you have that many people quit, right? It's because so many people join two or three different companies and drop out of all of them. That's why, okay? So if you can enroll your next 100 customers in less than a year, let's say, without losing friends, without feeling stupid or going against your conscience, you'll never be part of that 95% ever. You never will. And you may even find yourself on stage, right? Because you got a new mindset, new things that you believe, new things that you're doing, new outcome. That's the deal. You want a different outcome and do different things that you enjoy much more and that are much less time consuming and much more pleasant to do. So when you try to do that without proper training, it's pretty crazy. Now, you know, I come from an educated kind of family. My family, everybody went to college, and so I went to Harvard, and I went to Stanford and MIT. I did all that stuff. But none of that training prepared me for marketing, how to market, how to build an organization, how to build a customer base, how to really help people. I've probably spent $200,000, $300,000 in training and mentoring everybody from the online world, from the Frank Kearns of the world, or the Grant Cardones of the world, the many, many, many people. And I have bought countless programs from how to make videos to how to do Facebook training. I mean, dozens of them. And every time it was a big decision, not so much the money, although that's always a big decision, but the time. Am I going to want to spend 84 videos to learn how to do this from this person when you open up the program and it's got that many videos? That's like, you know, 6 months. Holy cow. But I've never regretted, because I go through as many of them as I can and learn what the pieces are that I want. And learning how to do this has really allowed me to build six different network marketing companies over the last 29 years, to the top of every one of them in usually less time than anyone else. Very, very fast. And it's because I know how to qualify and approach people and show them how I can help them achieve what they want with what I have. That's the bottom line. And if you know how to do that, you are golden. And that's really why you want to consider getting yourself a mentor. Because this, the investments that I have made allow me right now to live on the beach and literally on it, and to attract high-end customers on demand for my programs. So don't go it alone. No matter who you get, don't go by yourself, because it makes it longer, more painful, and you feel like you can't do it, and that isn't true. You can't do it the way you're doing it with the beliefs you have. That is true. But you can do it with different beliefs. Remember, everything that was invented that's new, from a computer to an iPhone to the light with Edison, it wasn't there before. Somebody thought it up and figured, well, maybe we could make this work. And then they create something that wasn't there before. So you can do that also. And there are people who will give you the better beliefs and you learn to adopt them. That's going to be the learning process, right? So you find the best mentor out there and spend whatever it takes to work with him, because you change your whole self, your beliefs, what you think about what you do, and then you can change your life, you see. Nobody is going to come here and save us. We have to save ourselves from being mediocre, from being plain, from being shy to the point where we can't even do anything, and you feel like you've really messed up your life. We have to show that we can learn, we can do what it takes, we can help people, we can make it work. And with the right beliefs and the right attitudes, and with caring about the people that you work with and that you're going to help with your product or program, when that becomes clear, they'll come to you like they come to us. We normally have a waiting list for our programs, even though they're very high ticket. So this is something you want to think about. Now, I wanted to address this because I know some of you are going to be thinking, why should we pay for a mentor when we get all this company training for free? We have all the company training for free. And that's true. The network marketing companies, all of them have some kind of training program. So do the direct marketing companies. And I guess my question to you is, have you been going to the trainings? Have you been implementing what you have gotten there? And has it helped you build the business up to the size that you want in the time that you want? If the answer is yes, you don't need to be here. Do what they're telling you to do. Different strokes for different folks. For many people, the company trainings are not what they want to do. It's not them, they don't get anywhere, and they end up not doing anything at all. So if you ask why would we pay for a mentor when the company training is free, the question I have for you is the company training, are you doing it? If not, why not? And if you're doing it, is it working? Because if it isn't doing it for you, then you want to think about getting a mentor versus quitting. After all, there are many ways to get to the top of any company and any business. So it really depends on you. Are you getting what you want from your company training? Is it giving you the results that you want? Are you doing it? Is it making you happy to do it? Do you go out and learn it and do it and you building your business? If yes, stay the way you are. If not, consider getting a mentor. Yes, and paying for it. Why? What if it does change your life and your future as it relates to your business and you? That's why. So today I promised you how to turn your commitment to help people and make a difference in this world into the next 100 customers without losing your friends or going against your conscience, even if that seems impossible right now, or if it did. You also got to see how these next 100 customers are going to be the kinds of people who are looking for the kind of help that you offer and who are going to enroll even when you tell them it's network marketing. That's certainly what has happened to me. Why? Because it's the help that you offer that they're looking for. That's why. Next, you got to see how we qualify people super fast and with absolutely zero pain. So we stop wasting time sharing with everyone or developing relationships just to really sell them later. And then you got to see how someone like Vicky used the automated screening to find the right ones without any of the usual rejection. Next, we talked about how you can call out your niche. Your niche, those are the people that have the problem that you can help with. Whether it's weight loss, whether it's energy, whether it's mental focus, whether it's sleeping issues, no matter what the issues are, the program that you market has value in that it helps people get what they want in some area of life. So this is a way to call people out who have the problem so that the ones who have it say, yeah, I have this problem. What do you have? Okay. Instead of the old way of feeling like you're chasing everyone and pushing what you have onto them, whether they have the problem or not, because most of the time we don't know. And I want to show you how to do all this without having to chase people, without spamming anybody, without losing any friends, without handing out really expensive samples, or to do any of the salesy stuff you really don't want to do. Okay. So here's the story. You want to win? Be straight. That's shift number one. Help people versus get people. Number three, use the secret weapon, which is the automated screening. Four, be an advisor instead of being perceived as a seller. And number five, invest in mentoring. These five shifts alone are enough to propel you to a nonstop stream of customers without alienating friends or spamming anyone. So now you have a choice. You can forget all about this, or you can try and do as much as you can on your own. I understand. But if you're looking for some help, and the idea of putting these five shifts to work in your business really appeals to you, we might be able to help. My team and I have set aside some time in the next 48 hours to speak to you personally about how you can apply these ideas to your business starting today. So whatever your biggest challenges are for building your business, direct marketing or network marketing, we've had the opportunity to work with all different kinds of problems. Some of them are very special situations and others are a little more common, even though you might not know it. You think maybe you're the only one who's afraid to sell or that you don't want to, you're driving people away. I'm here to tell you, almost everybody has those issues. You know, when we think we're the only one who doesn't get it, we're not. Almost nobody gets it. You think they can do it, but I can't. But I'm telling you, they didn't think they could either. But then they did. If you believe deep down that you can and that you want to help people with the program that you're marketing and that you're completely committed to making a full-time and very good living with it, come and book a call. Here's what's going to happen. In the session, it's going to be maybe 40 minutes or so. We will work with you to craft a step-by-step game plan so you can enroll your next 100 customers this year without alienating friends, without spamming anybody, without losing anybody, and attracting the customers that you want to work with. And the cost? Totally free. Of course, there's a catch. Here it is. You must market a product or a program that helps people solve a worrisome or painful problem. So not some dinky thing that doesn't really matter, okay, for $5. This is not going to work. You've got to market something where you know it helps people solve a worrisome and painful problem. That's number one. Number two, you must be heart and soul committed to solving the problem in more ways than just offering your product or your program. We want you to have life habits that you can offer someone else. Why? Because we want you to be heart and soul committed to solving the problem that your product or program helps other people with, more than just what you're actually marketing. Do you see what I mean? Your lifestyle, habits, things you read, things you think about, things you are interested in that have to do with solving this particular problem. Okay? And then you got to be a happy learning machine, because doing anything like this requires that you're going to change some beliefs that you had that you thought were pretty good, only they weren't really working. So that means learning something new, and it starts with your beliefs, okay? So if that's you, book a session right now. Why are we doing this? Because I think what I love most are the people that are in it that I've helped for 29 years now, that really want to make their lives better, that believe that they can, that know that what they've got to market has changed their life, and they feel like, I know this could change many other people's lives. And I really like helping people like that who want to do that and whose only mistake is they didn't learn it the right way. Somebody taught them wrong. That's all. It's not a big thing. We all can learn. That's every human can learn. We were all made this way that we can learn. So if you have a big drive and you care a lot about helping the people that you can help, I invite you to go ahead and book a call. Plus, I know that some of you are going to want our help to transform your business. That's a possibility, and we will discuss it on the call to see if it's a fit for both of us, okay? And if not, it's not a problem. If you're not a fit, we're going to tell you it's probably not something that we can help you with, you know, given the situation. And if it is, we can talk about how we can help you and how you can implement these five shifts and put them into your business immediately. Is this something that you'd like to do? Do this. Go to thenext100customers.com/talk. So it's thenext100customers.com/talk. And for those of you that are listening, it's the THENEXT 100CUS. T like Tom, O, M like Mommy, ERS. .com, dot is a period, /talk, TALK. No space, it's all jammed together. We have very limited space. We're going to do this just over the next 48 hours or so. And if you meet the criteria that I gave, you care about what you've got, you know it can make a difference, you know you're not that dumb, that you know you can somehow make this business model work, we can help you on this call to figure out what that is, what the real issues are. And then we can see whether or not we can help you propel your business into something really significant that makes a huge difference in the lives of the people that you help. And of course, a huge difference in your own life. If you want to implement these five shifts in your business so that you can get outcomes of the kind that you want, your next 100 customers, without hassling people, without alienating anyone, and talk to people and deal with people that want what you have, who appreciate who you are and what you are, you know what to do. Book a call, and maybe I'll talk to you on the other side. Thanks for listening. This is Kim Claver. Bye.